Parshas Mikates is always Shabbos Hanukkah, right? Every year. And it's just to show just a little bit of what Parshas Mikates has in common with Hanukkah, right? Further, the Medrash opens up on words Mikates at the end, at the edge of 2 years. The edge of 2 years. And Medrash Darshan that Pasuk to me, Ketzah brings in connection with our Pasuk, another Pasuk, you know, Pasuk in Tilma, as we're not mistaken, okay, it says, Ketzah l'choshech, God put an end to evil, an edge to evil. That Chazal Darshan in two ways. Number one, you know, evil has its edge, that so therefore the time that Yosef could be in jail had an edge to it. God doesn't make infinite badness. God doesn't allow for infinite badness. So Yosef, the maximum he could be in jail was only for 2 years. That's Mikates Shasayim. The edge that there is to evil was only 2 years long. After 2 years, he just couldn't stay in prison anymore because God doesn't allow for evil out of bounds. The evil has its ketz, has its boundary to it, right? So ketz som l'choshech, God put its edge to the evil, right? So that refers to how they just couldn't keep Yosef in jail for, it wasn't possible in physical reality to keep Yosef in jail for 2 years, longer than 2 years, because that's the edge that God put to evil. That's the good Merish's first stress. Second Peshat is also talking about in general in the world, that God put an edge on the cosmic evil for all time, that evil could exist only for 6,000 years. But by the end of the 6,000 years, right, Mashiach will have come before that, and then that'll be the end. And then by 6,000, right, God closes the world and reopens it as Olam HaBo, where it's only good without evil whatsoever. So there's an edge to the darkness. There's an edge. That's Mikates, the edge. And after 2 years, Mikates Shasayim, they reached the edge of evil after 2 years. That's why Yosef couldn't be in jail anymore. All right, and that also is part of Nes of Hanukkah, right? That the Greeks, you know, they tried to defile all the oils. And they tried and they looked for all the oils. The Timu Kol Hashmanim, right? They looked to defile all the oils because the oils represent the wisdom of Torah Shebaal Peh, the wisdom of Torah, they wanted to defile that wisdom because they were trying to declare that only Hellenism and Greek philosophy is the only thing that's valuable and real and true and useful, right? And they just couldn't reach that last jug of oil. There was a ketz. As hard as they tried, they couldn't defile all the oil. There was that one last jug they just couldn't find and couldn't touch, right? There's an edge to how far evil could spread, and just and that was definitely shown in, it was demonstrated in the days of the Chashmonaim, even though they tried to defile all the oils, there was that jug of oil they just couldn't reach. They just couldn't find. There's an edge to the darkness. And certainly so that the Pasuk says, you know, we mentioned this in a few different forums, that the four evil empires are alluded to in the four forms of deficiency that there are by the Christian world. You know, Tov, Avo, Choshech, and Tehom, shapeless, formless, darkness, and depth. Darkness, Choshech refers to Yavon, right? Greece, because they made our eyes dark with the edicts that they made against our religion. And the Pasuk, Ketzah Mahod, is an edge to the darkness. So the darkness, which is Greece, has its edge. That's what's represented. They tried, they just couldn't find that last jug of oil, and from that last jug of oil, everything regenerated. Okay? There is also a very beautiful allusion to the menorah in Paro's dream, right? It's something very interesting about all the bad cows. Right, is that, you know, bad cows. But it says by the good cows, Vatirnu Ba'achu, they grazed, and Unkla says, Ba'achu Ba'achbasa, they grazed in brotherhood. They were together. What is a little bit more clear is by the bad reeds of the bad stalks of wheat. It just says, they just grew. There's Dakim. But it says, but by the good ones, it says, they were Oile Bekana Echad. The seven good stalks came out of the same stem, the unity that there is in the good. Now you imagine what that stalk looked like. It had the same stem and it branched out the same. It looked like a menorah. It looked like a menorah, right? And the fact that the good is in unity and bad is in disunity, right? The bad cows are not in brotherhood. The bad stalks do not grow out of the same stem, right? And the seven that do grow out of the same stem, they look like a menorah. The menorah also, we know, is a perfect unity made out of one solid piece of gold. Miksha achas. That all good is in unity. Right? Because all good comes from God who is one. That's why all good is in unity. Because good comes from God. Good is what's associated with God. And that's why it's in unity. Right? And all good is in unity. Right? You know, Right, but evil, regarding evil, it says in Mizmor Shir Yom Shabbos, this will have a message for Shiloh, we know that the Greeks were against Shabbos, right? And Shabbos is the unifying factor of the week. Hayom Yom Rishom Shabbos, the first day of Shabbos, and second day, Shom Sheni Bishabbos. Shabbos is the unifying factor of the week, because in good there is unity, right? And we said this every time, the Torah is all one Torah, and that's how we said this a few times, how you could have a kasha, you could ask a kasha from something in Zroim on a kash, something on Kachim, and saying in Taurus, and the Gemara brings rise from all there. You see, it's all one Torah. You know, it discusses different topics, like the seven separate branches of the menorah, all from one solid piece of gold. That's the real good comes from the one God, and that's why it's a factor of unity, right, in good, and a factor of unity in the Torah, right? And regarding the evil, it says in Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos, Yispardu Kol Pelavin, all evildoers separate. Separate. When the originally mankind in an effort to unify for bad, well, which was the Tower of Babel, so they got together to do a bad thing. There was unity for sake of doing bad. All that happened was that they got even more dispersed. Okay? They got only more dispersed. Right? So these are allusions that there is in Parshas Miketz to Hanukkah.